How come you have your wallet out?
I was thinking about getting you something for Christmas.
No, don't.
Don't go spending a lot of money on me, Tom.
Maybe a onesie?
Or a 44 long. No boots.
I really can't stay.
But Johnny, it's cold outside.
No, I gotta go away.
It's really coming down out there.
Yes, this evening has been.
Was hoping you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
You brought the beer and it's on
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Come on, what's your hurry?
My wife will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
Maybe I better scurry.
I'd love to see you scurry.
Hell, maybe just a half.
Why don't you put some whaling on?
No, the neighbors might think
Johnny is bad out there.
Tom, what's in my drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew now.
Your wife's gonna have a cow.
What tale to tell?
I'm sure you'll have some story to say.
To say no,
the
sir.
Sirens seem to be getting closer.
Well, at least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I think we'd better both stay inside.
I really can't stay.
The couch will fold out, Johnny.
It's cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
How hard can this be? You know what I'm saying?
Do you have to stand so close?
I really must go.
But Johnny is cold outside.
Hey. Folks, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're on Real Radio here in Southern Ontario. Covering the GTA, they tell us about 6 million. And each and every one of those people are tuning in right now. We know that, Tim.
Yes, they called in earlier.
And where else? TuneIn app, I don't know. You can find us. Facebook, Twitter, all the usual stuff. Back again on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. John Schneider. You might remember him from such shows as what's it called again, Tim?
The Princes of...
Dukes of Hazzard. And Tom Wopat joins us for the very first time on the Drew Marshall Show. And the reason they're both on the show today is because of this little number in the background. Have a listen.
This evening's been grand.
I love when you sing to the band.
Don't you see?
You can drive the general.
Talk tomorrow.
Think of my life's long sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
You caught pneumonia and I
can't stay.
Give Daisy a shout out. I'll bet it's cold outside. Johnny, it's
the boys are on the line. Tom Wopat, John Schneider. Guys, how the heck are y'all?
Excellent. We're another day in paradise here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Another day in paradise. So this album seems to be doing quite well. It's number something something on the what chart? Where is it, John?
Number 10 on the traditional jazz chart.
Come on.
Yeah. This is my first
Who top 10
album.
Wow. Now, you guys, you know, people... People know both of you as those guys from that show, but not many realize that you're actually talented musicians. Unlike many other people who have been on television and gone on to sing, and they've been horrible. You guys are both actually quite talented cats.
Thank you. We're actually singers that went on to do television.
Oh, stop it.
It's true.
Well, no, we are. Tom did Broadway before Dukes, and... I had done a bunch of musical theater before Dukes of Hazzard. So Dukes of Hazzard
was a big shot in High School Musical theater before he did.
Hey, that's right. That's right.
What is the one thing musically you've always wanted to do, Tom? Because musically, you know, now hold on, I might be putting myself into hot water here, but Tom, when you left sort of the TV scene, I'm sure you're still doing things here and there. As a matter of fact, there's a couple things we need to talk about in a second. But you're sort of more of the continued musician, are you not, Tom?
Oh, I mean, John kind of took the country music situation by storm back in the 80s and then got a little disenchanted with it, as we all did a little bit, you know, when you sell as many records as he does and you don't see much come of it, that's a tough thing. Myself, I've always really liked to play with a band, and so I've always kept a country band up until the late 90s, and then started doing the American Songbook stuff, and that's really what led to doing this Christmas record. And I mean, I think everybody involved is a little bit surprised at how good it turned out. It's really, I'm really proud of it. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done.
Now, your friendship obviously is been around a while, as you guys have. But what's interesting is, Tom, you're, if I got the math right, you're 9 years older than John. How did you put up with this 18-year-old punk on the set of that television show?
Hey, I love my man. Come on now, don't be dogging my boy. I tried to raise him as well as I could, but you can see how it turned out.
Yeah. Well, how many? It was seven seasons, right, guys? Seven seasons
of that. Seven seasons. Did a half season, then five full, and then another half.
Right.
Of course, one of those full ones, you had those other morons on. I mean, the other guys on there for a little while.
We don't talk about that.
Still going strong. It's amazing. It's still on the air. It's somewhere always. There are new toys. There are new toys in Walmart. New Dukes of Hazzard toys for 2015. It's amazing.
John, I got a quote from you. I think it was in Billboard. You said, "I get along with Tom better than anyone I've ever known, and yet we're very different people." You want to stand by that?
We're entirely different. Absolutely. Yeah, we are. We're two spokes on the same wheel. And my favorite thing about Tom and I is if two of us are the same, then one of us is unnecessary. We could not be more different, and we could. I don't think we could get along better.
Yeah,
I really don't. He's my best friend. Has been for 35 years.
Okay, since you're all hallmarky about this, John, let's go to you, Tom. Tom,
ooh, ouch.
Tom, what's the one thing that just kind of drives you a little nuts about Schneider? Like, what you just want to smack him upside the head
the one thing that does get my goat a little bit is when we're in public, they look at him and say, "Hey, you're the guy from Dukes of Hazzard." And I'm kind of walking right next to him, and they're like, "Who's this guy? Who's the old guy with you here? Holy Pete."
That's awkward. That's so awkward.
That's all. I mean, he still looks like Bo. I don't look much like Luke anymore.
Oh, you sure do, man. You're both I don't want to get all crushy here, but you're both good looking.
Come on, get all crushy. Take your lunchbox out.
Ah, man. Okay, let's go back in the day, both of you. We'll start with you, Tom. Okay. Your favorite Christmas album, Tom, from back in the day?
Boy. I don't know, probably Andy Williams.
Nice.
Kind of stuff.
Nice. Good call on that one.
You know, later on, I actually really enjoyed stuff like the Mannheim Steamroller stuff.
Wow. You really are a jazz swing kind of guy, aren't you?
Stuff.
You're like the Bublé of rednecks or something. I don't know.
Oh, please. Easy. He's a tenor, man. But tenors could be shot.
How about you, John?
Funny. Favorite Nat King Cole.
Nice.
Nat King Cole. All the way. Yep. Love Nat King Cole.
Now, Natalie Cole has done a beautiful duet with James Taylor on his Christmas album, and that is one of my new favorite ones, James Taylor.
I haven't heard that. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Just ridiculous.
I love the Natalie Cole, the posthumous duet record album she did with her dad all those years ago. It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Well,
that's a really great record, yeah.
Natalie Cole and James Taylor did Baby, It's Cold Outside and just killed it.
Well,
just
of course they did.
Yeah.
Who did Willie do it with? He did it with somebody not too long ago.
I'm going to go with Rihanna. Okay.
All right. Maybe Nicola Larson.
Beyonce.
There you go.
Beyonce.
Yeah, Willie and Beyonce.
All right.
Okay, think back to when both you guys were youngins and the best Christmas present memory you ever have. John?
Christmas present memory, about 1967, I got a reel-to-reel tape recorder that I could write my music and my stories down with, or I could record my music, my stories, and my Little Rascals with. That's when you used to record television shows on a recorder and listen to the audio later.
Yeah, totally.
So have you still, hey, John, you still got any of those reels?
No, I wish I did. I don't have them anymore.
Oh, man, that stuff would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I used to record funny little skits and things on it, too, so... But no, sadly, they're all gone.
How about you, Tom? Best Christmas present memory from back in the day when you were a wee lad?
Oh, I think in engineer boots when I was like 10.
Engineer boots?
Engineer boots, yeah. You know, the ones with the buckle on them?
Wow. How old are you? Isn't that like pilgrim stuff? What are we talking about here?
No, it's more like motorcycle stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They were really in fashion there, you know, with the buckle on the side and that kind of crap about...
Yeah.
I don't know, 1961, 1962.
Nice. Okay.
Year John was born.
Now, there's a, you know, there's always the argument about the favorite Christmas cartoon television show, right? Rudolph, Grinch, you know, Frosty the Snowman.
Right.
John, how about yours?
I'm a Rudolph.
Rudolph. You're a Rudolph guy. And Tom?
I've always felt like
a Grinch guy. I like the Grinch.
Now, you see,
damn dog that's schlepping that sleigh around.
You guys, you just succinctly described the difference between you. You know, here's John liking Rudolph, you know, the poor schmucky reindeer with the, you know, the weirdness, something weird about him, and their sentimentality.
The island of unwanted toys,
I am not just a misfit, you know, that kind of thing.
And
then Tom Wopat, just, he's all about the sarcastic, evil-hearted Grinchness stuff.
He's a mean one.
He turned around at the end, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Well, he had a heart that was 7 sizes too big, I think, at the end, right?
I wouldn't touch you with a 10.5-foot pole. Now, Tom.
Wow, no singing for you.
Tom.
That's not good.
Ah, oh, crap.
Be able to listen to this stuff, man. Come on.
Tom, now let's talk about growing up in the Christmas homes and families and stuff. And Tom, I read somewhere that you grew up in a Catholic household. Is that true?
Yeah, and you know, actually, from the time I was about, I don't know, 12 or 13 or so, I started singing the Messiah. We sang Messiah every year, and ended up when I was 15 or 16 learning all the baritone solos in it. So that, I always really dug that. And then even when I was in school, when I was at the University of Wisconsin, I would go out and solo for different high school choruses. I'd go out and sing the baritone solos. I love that music. That was so much fun.
Very cool.
And great music.
And Tom, I want to spend a little more time with Tom here, because John, you've been on my show so many times. People don't care
anymore. Right. Well,
Tom, you had a little role in Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. True story?
See, yes.
You got to be stoked about that. That was kind of a good flick.
I had a blast. It was the most fun I'd had since Dukes. And he's a really terrific guy. And I think John spent some time with him down here in Atlanta. He's a really enthusiastic. He's old school. He shoots film. He sits right by the camera while he's filming, and I just had a blast. And I did the scene with Jamie Foxx and Christoph Waltz, and it was really terrific. It was a lot of fun. It was quite an experience.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, we're going to go out in just a second here with another track from your CD. And folks, these guys, these crazy guys, the original stars of the Dukes of Hazzard, they've released a special holiday album, Home for Christmas, to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the iconic TV show. And these guys have performed in concert over the years, but this marks their first full recording together, mixing immediately recognizable Christmas standards with lesser-known holiday songs. The album combines a bright and brassy big band, country sounds, and laces it all together with humorous banter. It reflects over 3 decades of friendship. John, I want to play you a little quote. We had a guy on our show recently, and if you can tell me who this guy is, I want you guys to make sure you can both hear this, okay? Tim's going to play this quote. We just had this guy on our show recently, and he had a message for you directly, John Schneider. Here we go.
You know, when people make a movie or something you've done, that's all you can do is appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, hold on.
You know, John Schneider told me one time that without question, the General Lee would have outmuscled the Gran Torino, a.k.a. the Striped Tomato, easily.
Oh, John, full of shit.
Now, that was who, John?
Well, then you brought up the Torino. You confused me. It sounded like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No.
Wow, but you brought up the Torino, so Paul Michael Glazer?
Yes, very well done.
There you go. Another musical theater brat, by the way.
Seriously.
Great job. And Tumor on the Roof.
I like that.
Yeah.
The Striped Tomato. John Spolish.
Yeah.
Well, that goes without saying, but still, the car is still the most recognizable car in the world.
Listen, this car, do they still have, I think we talked about this last time, John, do they still have, I don't know, one of the replicas or one of the originals, whatever, the one of your cars at Leaper's Fork by the General Store?
At Leaper's Fork by the General Store?
Yeah, just outside.
Leaper's Fork is down south.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure, you know, there's so many of them now. They're everywhere. Ben Jones has one in front of each of his stores that he's got. And a substantial name in golf down here, Bubba Watson, actually has the first one, and he drives it. He drives it to the Masters. So the clubs that won the Masters are living in the trunk of the General Lee.
That's crazy.
Funny.
That is crazy.
They're around, and without question, it would beat the Striped Tomato. No question.
Well, he actually he went on to say after that clip that he wasn't impressed with the Gran Torino. He thought it was a piece of garbage. He figured the general.
Yeah, he told me that too. We played golf together. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, listen, great guy. Speaking of great guys, seriously, it is a pleasure to have Tom Wopat and John Schneider on the show at the same time. Appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you.
And honestly, I know I'm supposed to say suck up stuff because you're a guest on my show here, but this CD and the sounds you make together are real good. Real good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Make sure all your folks
Thank
go out
you
and get
very,
them for
very
Christmas,
much.
And they make a great Christmas gift as
Totally. Totally. JohnSchneiderOnline.com and TomWopat.com. That's where you want to go to find out all things about these guys. Thank you so much, guys. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. That was out of control. You know, we had two ridiculous guys in studio.
It's been nothing but ridiculous people.
Humble and
Fred. And me messing up. It's been a perfect show.
Humble and Fred for the first hour, and then Bo and Luke Duke for the second, second interview.
Wow.
You know, I just really wanted to play that clip where Paul Michael Glazer, Starsky from Starsky and Hutch, told John Schneider that he's just full of garbage.
Yeah, full of shaving cream.
Isn't this a great little tune?
Yeah, it's great.
Let's go out and have a little listen to this CD. Again, the original stars at Dukes at Hazzard have released a special holiday album, Home for Christmas. Lots more coming up in the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
And presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
It's hard to find quality guest speakers these days. If they're interesting, they're usually expensive. And if they're cheap, they're usually boring. Well, here's someone who's both expensive and boring. Drew Marshall is a high school dropout who tried to become a pro football player but didn't make it. He then tried to become a firefighter and didn't make it. Now he's trying to become a stand-up comic. Good luck with that, Mr. Marshall. But if you're looking for someone who's unpredictable, incredibly honest, provocative, genuine, then we've got the right guy. Everyone seems to be an expert on something these days. Why not book someone who's an expert on nothing, except how to be brutally honest about yourself and your faith? To book Drew Marshall as your guest speaker, go to drewmarshall.ca.